stimulating talk. Stimulating talk. Nigeria Info. Your number one for talk. Number one for talk. Let's talk.
It's 7 o'clock.
In the headlines this morning, Oshibajo meets deputy governors over boundary crisis. EFCC recovers 152 billion naira, $386 million in 2021. Troops foil attack, neutralize 5 terrorists in Kaduna community. North Korea fires second suspected missile in 6 days. Details on these stories and others coming up shortly.
This is Nigeria Info.
Health is a priceless asset. Maintain high personal and environmental hygiene. Now the news in detail. I am Dorcas Atinuke Bija. Vice President Professor Yemi Oshibajo on Monday met with deputy governors over misunderstandings erupting from boundary disputes. The meeting, which held at the banquet hall of the Presidential Villa Abuja, had the Vice President explaining that it became necessary to convene the meeting to enable all stakeholders in boundary issues understand the act establishing the National Boundary Commission, NBC, and roles they must play to mitigate misunderstandings that emanate from it. Oshibajo, who doubles as chairman of the National Boundary Commission, acknowledged that politicians were in the habit of playing games with lands, irrespective of the fact that some people attach so much emotions to land and boundary issues. State deputy governors, who doubled as state chairman of the Boundary Commission, present at the meeting include Abia, Adamawa, Anambra, Bauchi, Bayelsa, Benue, Borno, Cross River, Delta, Edo, Ondo, Imo, Jigawa, Kano, Katsina, Kebbi, Kogi, Nasarawa, Niger, Ondo, Ogun, Oyo, Taraba, and Yobe. At the federal level, ministers present include that of Interior, Foreign Affairs, Defense, and regional members of the National Boundary Commission, among others. The Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC, on Monday revealed that it recovered 152.09 billion naira and $386.22 million from various cases in 2021. The Commission's head of media and publicity, Wilson Uwujarin, made the disclosure in a statement issued in Port Harcourt. He said the anti-graft agency also recovered £1.182 million and £1.723 million Saudi Riyal during the year under review. Uwujarin said EFCC's headquarters in Abuja made most of the recoveries with 67.250 billion naira. $375.66 million and £1.152 million. He quoted the Commission's chairman, Abdulrashid Bawa, as saying the monies were direct and indirect recoveries for the federal, state, and local governments, as well as corporate organizations and victims of crime. Meanwhile, the Federal Airports Authority of Nigeria, FAN, has arrested over 90 people over alleged extortion and other nefarious activities at the international airports in Lagos and Abuja. General Manager in charge of corporate affairs of FAN, Henrietta Yakubu, made the announcement in a statement issued on Monday. Yakubu explained that the arrest of the suspects were part of efforts to rid the nation's airports of touting and extortion. She further declared that 59 of those arrested have since been handed over to the airport police command in Abuja for prosecution, while 30 others were handed over to the police force in Lagos. Yakubu, who described the arrested persons as touts, said they were apprehended for various acts of illegalities, including selling fake COVID-19 test results, touting, unauthorized entry, trespass, illegal facilitation, surgery, loitering, theft, public nuisance and arguments, amongst others. Troops of the Nigerian Army have foiled an attack and also neutralized 5 terrorists in Kwanan Bataro, Giwa local government area of Kaduna State. Commissioner for Internal Security and Home Affairs Samuel Arawan, in a statement on Monday, said the government was informed of the troops' activities by the military authorities Arwen in a statement said, according to the operational feedback, the troops who were conducting clearance patrols in Giwa local government area received credible intelligence of terrorists' movement towards Fatika town. He said the troops then mobilized to Marke and Ruhiya in response to the attack, where one of the bandits got killed. The commissioner said Governor Nasir El-Rufai expressed satisfaction at the operational feedback and commended the troops for their proactive and sharp response to the intelligence received. And elsewhere, national leader of the All Progressive Congress, APC, Bola Tinubu, on Monday said he has informed President Muhammadu Buhari of his ambition to contest for the position of president in the 2023 elections. Speaking with State House correspondents after a private meeting with the president at the Presidential Villa, Abuja, Tinubu said his decision to be president has been a lifelong ambition, noting that what he did during his tenure as Lagos State Governor gave him the capacity he has the capacity to replicate in the entire country.
My intention, but I've not informed the Nigerians yet. I'm still consulting, and I have no problem consulting, and I've not set a parameter of limitation to the extent of how many people would I consult. You will soon hear, all you want to hear is the categorical declaration. You've gotten that truth from me.
The APC leader said he was at the State House to see the president on general issues concerning Nigeria, including some of the concerns in the APC, as well as security issues. The former Lagos governor also expressed his views on the Electoral Act Amendment Bill on pass, and especially on the controversial adoption of the direct or indirect primaries.
My roadmap to success is ability of a leader to do what he must do at the right time that it should be done. So that, to me, the electoral amendment point, we will still look at that collectively, and it is our country, it's our democracy. We have adopted it, and we will pursue it rigorously. About the cap of a kingmaker, I've never seen the cap of a kingmaker before. That is the truth. And I've never seen where it is written in the rule book.
In health, Greece has donated 1 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson J&J COVID-19 vaccine to Nigeria. The European country's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Nicolas Dendias, announced the donation on Monday at a meeting with his Nigerian counterpart, Geoffrey Onyema, in Abuja. Dendias said both countries have enjoyed a favorable bond over the years, noting that his country was even willing to expand the relationship. He explained that such an expansion would culminate in the signing of Memorandum of Understanding on various issues affecting Greece and Nigeria. On his part, Onyema said Nigeria has enjoyed a smooth partnership with Greece in the area of defense. He said the present administration was willing to expand its partnership with Greece, especially in the areas of agriculture and infrastructure. According to him, the gesture was part of government's efforts to ensure more citizens are vaccinated against the disease.
We're going to sign an MOU that will also help to provide a framework for us to build and strengthen the relationship between our two countries. And we believe strongly that there are many areas in which we can prioritize and achieve positive results for our two countries.
Thank you for staying with 95.1 Nigeria In. For the news returns shortly.
Nigeria Info.
And now the business news.
The time is 9 minutes after 7. To the rest of the news now. National Bureau of Statistics has revealed that foreign investors appear to have boycotted the Nigerian market as capital importation has dropped by $4.08 billion in 1 year. Latest statistics from NBS revealed that between January and September 2020, total capital importation amounted to $8.55 billion. However, according to the latest capital importation report by the NBS, during the same period in 2021, foreign capital inflows into the country fell by $4.08 billion to $4.47 billion. A breakdown of the 2020 figures showed that in the first quarter of 2020, capital importation into Nigeria stood at $5.85 billion, representing an increase of 53.97% compared to the fourth quarter of 2019. U.S. President Joe Biden, during a call with Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, raised concerns about civilian deaths caused by recent airstrikes in the African country. This follows reports that more than 50 displaced people were killed in an airstrike in northwest Tigray on Friday. A White House statement said the U.S. president welcomed the release of opposition leaders and pledged support in finding a peaceful end to the war with Tigrayan rebels. Relations have not been good between Washington and Addis Ababa, where the government has been upset by repeated criticism of human rights abuses during the war with Tigrayan rebels. Still on the foreign scene, North Korea has fired a suspected ballistic missile less than a week after it launched what it claimed was a hypersonic missile. South Korea said it detected the launch at 7:27 a.m. local time on Tuesday. Japan's Coast Guard also reported the launch, saying North Korea had fired a ballistic missile-like object. It comes shortly after six countries issued a statement urging the North to cease its destabilizing actions. The latest launch underscores North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's pledge to bolster the country's defenses as part of its policy priorities for 2022, which was outlined during a key meeting in December.
Take it away with the entertainment news.
Singer Timi Dakola has advised beginners to give themselves time to grow and stop comparing themselves with experts. The singer took to his Instagram page on Monday to share a screenshot of his tweet on the topic. The tweet read, "Nobody started really, really good, but all learned on the job."
And now, update on the sports news.
The Super Eagles and the Pharaohs will face off at the stage. Romdeadia Garoa, as both sides aim to begin their 2021 Africa Cup of Nations on a positive note. Nigeria will be without top scorer in the qualifiers, Victor Osimhen. Watford forward Emmanuel Dennis and 2019 AFCON top scorer, Odion Ighalo. While Egypt will not have Mohamed Agbogbal and Ibrahim Adel available after both tested positive for COVID-19. The rivalry between the two sides dates this past 1960, when Nigeria secured a 2-1 friendly victory in their first encounter at the National Stadium, Lagos. Both sides have since gone on to clash on 18 occasions, with Nigeria setting the pace with 8 victories, losing 5, with another 5 draws. To end the news, a look at our top stories. Oshibajo meets deputy governors over boundary crisis. EFCC recovers 152 billion naira, $386 million in 2021. Troops foil attack, neutralized 5 terrorists in Kaduna community. North Korea fires second suspected missile in 6 days. That's the news as edited by Abayomi Akimbola. For more news, follow us on our social media handles. Visit our website. You can also go to Google Play Store to download the Nigeria Info mobile app. Thank you for listening once again. I am Dorcas Atinuke Bija. Good morning.
Let's talk about the biggest conversation, made of trustworthy ideas, passionately connected to everyone. Let's talk on Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
In the comfort of your home, on your way to work, in the midst of your daily activities, your Let's Talk station is here to keep you informed. Only on your number one for talk, 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's Talk.
Let's Talk.
The current Current Affairs Show provides a new scope to the details of policy.
Actually participated in the governorship election.
Roll out vaccination in 4 days.
Let's stay away from the sides of the story and go deeper, deeper together. Let's talk weekdays at 8 a.m.
on 95.1 Nigeria Info Abuja. Let's talk.
The Current Affairs Show.
We're back to the Morning Crossfire on your number one news, talk, and sports station, Nigeria Info.
Live on 95.1 with Femi D Live, Nigeria Info, Abuja. Let's talk.
This is Nigeria Info 95.1. Excited to keep listening to you as we make your comments in and bring them in and bring them aboard as we listen to you this very morning. Right here, Morning Crossfire. Yes, it's 7:16 a.m. Nigerian time. But keeping up with your thoughts with regards to most of the headlines. Remember, before the break, I did let you know some of the headlines as you have them in the news, newspapers for today. Some of the papers we reviewed included the likes of Daily Trust. We had Leadership. We have The Sun, we have The Guardian, we have This Day as part of the major stories, papers and stories for the day. Let me make an attempt to just wade through some of those top stories in case you missed out on them yet again. 2023, nothing stops a kingmaker from becoming a king. Okay, that is one of those stories as we have it in the likes of Daily Trust as well. How Kaduna State government intends to take education seriously. COVID-induced bad behavior. APC governor split over convention date. I won't hand over to anyone outside Cross River South, says Governor Ayade. Buhari's aide says intimidation, blackmail won't make North cede presidency to the South. And then, of interest as well, this very morning, stories on, hold on for a moment, stories on APC, okay, over 300 million naira lost by Keke riders in day strike action in Kano State. Also across board, you find of interest as well, stories as you have them in the likes of The Sun, and a number of people set agenda for Soludo. Nimasa, NDLEA, partner to tackle drug smuggling through seaports. Tinubu notifies Buhari of presidential ambition is also there. How we spend 2021 budget, minister speaks up. ADC workers receive 18 months backlog of salaries and allowances. On the economy, federal government calls for increased ties with Greece. Oil sector to exit recession is also in the news. Now, for those who also follow through with other papers, you'll find some interesting headlines, also well-distributed. 2021, UTME, fate of over 600,000 eligible candidates hangs. And then, high cost of food. Most farmers now in IDP camps can't go to farms. That's according to stakeholders with regards to that. And then, EFCC recovered 152 billion naira. And then, you have 386 million US dollars. And then, 1.82 million euros in 2021. DSS did not invite Kuka, says Sokoto Diocese. Wike declares 19 wanted over illegal bunkering. So many stories. I mean, just so many of them. You would also find Zamfara killings are satanic, says APC. Seeking the presidency is my lifelong ambition, says Tinubu. Buhari cancels restoration of Intel's pilotage contract. Only PDP can rescue Nigeria. That's according to Diri Wike. They had a meeting and they talked about that. Suspend excise duty on carbonated drinks. Employers tell federal government. And then you also find, let me see, we can't miss the opportunity to come back to power. We can tell PDP leaders. Troops foil attack, kill 5 bandits in Kaduna villages. Nigeria gets another 907,000 COVID-19 vaccines from Greece. Federal government must compulsory jobs for private sector workers. Why? Governors disagree with PMB, insist on state policing. These and many more part of the stories that we have. Let's take some of your calls now and some of your messages. And as we go on, definitely we would read your messages and take more calls. Welcome back to Morning Crossfire this very morning.
This is Morning Crossfire.
The numbers remain 0700-951-0000. Again, that's 0700-951-0000. And if you're writing in on WhatsApp, it's 080-999-30137. Okay? If you're with me, I'm here. All right, let's take those calls this very morning as we go on the show. All right, who joins us even now?
This is Morning Crossfire.
Thank you for joining in. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Femi Di Amele. How are you? This is Abakaru Kuala Lumpur.
You're welcome to the show. I'm doing great.
Thank you. It's very interesting. Nigeria politics is becoming very interesting. People are more sophisticated. People are more wiser. The more you see, the more you look the less you see. But people are seeing more. It's good for Tinubu to come out. But the question remains, can a kingmaker become a king? That is the question. You can't leave your role to transform to another in Nigeria politics. And the question is, APC is a good brand. Can APC be acceptable to Nigeria with a failure of promises and negative indices on the ground? If we come this morning, I can be reading the prices of essential basic necessity that have gone beyond the reach of common man. Can APC be acceptable to millions of disappointed Nigeria? So that is the case. We are praying for the soul of Nigeria. God will deliver us from our operations in whatever part of the country they are. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for your time and sharing your views with us. Taking on another call. Good morning to you.
Thank you. Good day.
Yes, good to have you on.
Thank you. This is Osmaya Mirich, the comrade from Kubo.
All right, comrade, let's talk.
Yes, an umbrellas set the agenda for the governor-elect, Mr. Ruto. That's a wonderful one. There is no doubt he will do well. And talking about rescuing Nigeria by week and the theory, there is no doubt about that also. Yes, what they did in 16 years, if you give APC 16 years, they will even finish Nigeria. I'm telling you. And finally, this issue of polio is of a infirmity. I've got to think about it. Those who are criticizing PDP that they did not do anything. This country was certified of free of polio. WHO certified Nigeria of free of polio. But this government came in. Polio have resurfaced again. Lassa fever, is it Lassa fever or what? Which fever they call it, have resurfaced again. Every pattern has returned back. Invite Nigeria, destroy the economy. Life is, in fact, the hungry man cannot even sleep in his eye. With eyes closed in this context today. And Tinubu is coming to rule what?
Well, he's not coming to rule. He said, in fact, when you do listen to what he said eventually, you will come to realize it provided quite an interesting analysis. Some of the things he talked about, he said, oh, well, he's here to inform the president and vice president, essentially, about his interest in running as president. And he responded to questions about kingmakers and having seen the cap or not seen one. What it entails and what it doesn't entail and his own ambition. Well, let's see how that goes. As we go on eventually. No, there's so much really to unravel as we go on. In fact, that makes up a good part of our conversation when we get into the part of the show, the current affairs segment of the show. You get to listen to what Tinubu did say. Essentially, his breakdown, his simple analysis with regards to what he thinks is best and how he would go about doing that. Well, take that up in the current affairs segment when we do come back in that segment of the show. All right, well, so much to share, so much to be on to, and so many messages I do see from you. We'll get to read them after the break. We'll go on a commercial break now. This is Morning Crossfire with FM Delight. Thanks for staying with me. There's more to come right here.
In the comfort of your home, on your way to work, in the midst of your daily activities. Your Let's Talk station is here to keep you informed. Only on your number one for talk, 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's Talk.
Let's Talk.
often asked, why do I do a political show? Well, it has to be because of one of my favorite political quotes, the Gessner philosophy.
Gessner philosophy.
And it says, the right leaders feel a sense of urgency in good times and bad, whether facing threat or opportunity. No matter what, they are obsessed, afflicted with a creative compulsion and inner drive for progress, burning hot coals in the stomach that remains constant, whether facing threat or opportunity. This is what I also believe, that there's a sense of
this is
info.
And we're back to the Morning Crossfire on your number one news, talk, and sports station, Nigeria Info.
Live on 95.1. With Femi D Live, Nigeria Info, Abuja, let's talk.
Oh yes, let's talk. It's 7:27 a.m. at this time. Just in case you missed it, let me loop you in with regards to some information. The FCT administration has warned that all unvaccinated staff will be barred from accessing the FCTA premises with effect from Monday, 17th of January, 2022. Well, this is contained in a statement signed by the senior special assistant to the FCT Minister on Media and Strategic Communications, Malam Abubakar Seni. This warning, the statement said, was contained in a circular signed by the FCTA Permanent Secretary, Mr. Olushade Adeshola, and issued on Monday, the 10th of January, 2022. The circular, which was addressed to the Executive Secretary of the Federal Capital Development Authority, says all mandate secretaries, coordinators of AMMCs, STDD, as well as the heads of all departments and the FCTA agencies, is in line with the one issued earlier by the federal government instructing staff on grade level 12 and below to resume duty. The said circular also directed that all employees are required to show proof of COVID-19 vaccination or present a negative COVID-19 PCR test result done within 72 hours on a continuous basis as a measure to curtail the spread of COVID-19 pandemic. Consequently, all visitors and clients coming to do business are also required to comply with this directive. The permanent secretary also said free vaccination points have been made available in all FCTA premises by the Health and Human Services Secretariat to provide opportunity for staff and visitors alike to get vaccinated. However, one that persistent non-compliance or refusal by staff to be vaccinated will be treated in accordance with the relevant provisions of the public service rules. All right, I'm going to leave it at that. But that's a little bit of information coming in for workers and people who work in the FCTA. So, compulsory vaccination, even at this level, is coming on. Let's read some of your messages. Now, let me start off with Mr. Waf. He says, why should zoning of tickets to the north, according to Kwankwaso, or whatever his reasons, why should there be zoning of tickets to the north, according to Kwankwaso, whatever his reasons that there are, can still be met in the south? All parties should look towards the south. That's according to Mr. Waf. Abdul Hamid from Lugbe joins the conversation here. He says, Tinubu wants to become president. Well, I don't blame him. We, the youth, are not ready yet. When we raise all these power-driven people, they would give room for us. I paraphrased it, part of your message. Quite strong worded there. Okay, here we go. Maxson from Sabo says, good morning, Fendi. We only know Tinubu as a custodian of bullion vans, not a kingmaker. Okay, how many people has he made king? That's kings, okay? All right, that's your question. But please, just consider, right, for my sake, take it, just go and reread what you've written so many times. It helps, okay? Nigeria is not ruled by kings, but by leaders with good intentions. Maxon from Wuse, Sabo Wuse did write it in. Emmanuel Akazua says, people like Kwankwaso who are insisting that presidency must remain in the north, come 2023, are the true enemies of Nigeria. Does Nigeria belong to the north alone? Are other zones not entitled to such a position? What have the north political leaders done to develop the region since 1916? Well, we are waiting for them, a deduction. Mbok Abasi, Timi Mfrek, did write it in. Good morning, Nigeria Info. I'm Elder Boston from Yaya. Tinubu informing Buhari of his ambition reads no meaning. This is the first time I'm seeing where Kingmaker contesting with the prince. It's laughable. And then here we go. You also have Alainka Nuruddin from El-Rufai Estate. He says, good morning, FMD. On Tinubu, he has the constitutional right to vote and be voted for. Any contrary view to Tinubu's ambition should be challenged at the polling unit. That's according to Alainka Nuruddin. And then you also find another message here. Farouk from Madala in Niger State says, Tinubu wanting to contest for presidency. Why won't these people let Nigeria as a country grow? For how long are we going to keep allowing these politicians to toss Nigeria from one end to the other? When will youth of our great country be put into the picture? You can imagine how it sounds like nothing can stop him. As for the killings in Zamfara State, please, it is not spiritual. Nigerian government should do the needful with our security system. These bandits, terrorists, and they are not spirit beings, but humans in flesh and bone. Please, enough is enough. God bless Nigeria. That's according to Mandela from Niger State. So, when a kingmaker wants to cross to now being a king, an indication of the kingdom on fire. Don P from Tugamaji in FCT did ride the team. New Liasu from Massacre writes in. He says, nobody can save Nigeria except PDP, says Diri. I disagree with him. There are many parties we should look for before we leap. Vote in a good, responsible leader that will transform the nation. That's according to New Iliasu. Good morning from Omo Oduduwa in Gwagalada. It says, on Tinubu's presidential ambition, inshallah, he will emerge victorious. The fear of Tinubu is the beginning of wisdom. On Kuka, when Mbaka was talking, some people called for his head, saying a lot of things about him. But now Kuka is talking. He's talking from God. Nigeria says no to PDP, enough from that party, and now a non-focused party. It's a non-focused party, going to say. Masuru Ade from Kwali says, on seeking the president is my life ambition. It's a good insinuation in when you look at what Ahmed Tinubu has done in Lagos State, when he was governor of Lagos State. All the number of people that Tinubu has brought to power has delivered optimally, starting from Fashola to Rauf Aregbesola to Fayemi and Babajide Sanwoolu. When you look at the role Tinubu played during the dispensation, it's very ambitious, which nobody is disputing that. But I'm afraid that at this time, we need young, vibrant, visionary, digital and industrial leaders that can handle the numerous problems facing the country. If I'm Tinubu, I would have sat down for Professor Oshibajo to see the affairs of this country. Tinubu should know that power belongs to Allah. Nigeria shall be great. Let's take us a few calls this very morning and listen to what you do have to say yet again. Stay with me. The numbers are 07-00-951-0000. Do you have them? Oh, yes. That's 07-00-951-0000. Taking on your calls. Good morning to you.
Hello, Sammy D.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
All right, good. Let's hear you.
My name is GB.
All right, GB, let's hear you.
Yes. I'm not surprised what I'm hearing about Tinubu. The kingmaker can become the king. There's no rule anywhere in the world that's against that. And he made many things. So now, PDP have not forgotten what he did to them. Now, and I think again, he repeated it. So they are already jittery. They are aware of his capacity. They are aware of his potential, what he can do. And I'm not surprised. And the way they criticize him, the more they make him popular. The stage is set. Anybody has to contest, come into the ring. Because just say everybody in Nigeria can contest. So the more the merrier. And nobody can force anybody to zone any party, I mean, president to anywhere. It's a truth of fact. Because just say anybody in Nigeria can contest. It's a game of number. And and we will decide. And it's based on merit. Not on tradition, not on ethnics or tribal or any religion. Nigeria will decide who will be their president. Tinubu, right. You are welcome.
Thank you, Benja.
You are welcome. Atiku, you are welcome. Let we will decide.
All right.
The best among the two, all of you. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Taking on another corner. Good morning to you. Thank you for joining in.
Good morning, Nigerian folks.
Yes, good morning. How are you today?
Yeah, fine.
Good. What's your name?
Obona from Duze.
Okay, Obona, just turn down the volume of your radio. It's close to you. The radio is close to you.
Okay. The like what I hear about Bishop Coker, that DSS invited him, or they say he didn't invite Sokoto Delsi said DSS did not invite him. What I'm trying to say in this our country, we should allow the men of God. The interpretation I hear from the last caller, the other caller, man of God is a man of God. He has connection with God and connection to his people. You can't remove man of God from his people. In the Bible, we read the story about Moses. Moses will talk to God and also come and talk to his people. We should allow the man of God to talk to the government and tell the government the truth. Why the other politicians, they are fearing. They don't have boldness to talk to the government. Men of God in the Bible talk to the government, those in power. Our own should not be different.
Okay.
I use this opportunity to say Happy New Year to Nigeria Info.
Thank you.
I'm a lover of truth. Abubakar from Gwagwalada.
Thank you, Jeff.
And Paul from Lokogoma.
I'm grateful to you, Bruno. Thank
Happy
you so much.
New Year.
Yes, let's leave it that. There are a lot of people waiting. Okay, good morning to you. Welcome to the show. Yes, good morning. If you can hear me. Oh dear, looks like they're in a conversation by themselves. Okay, good morning to you.
Morning.
Thanks for joining the show.
Good morning, Senator.
Welcome to Morning Crossfire.
My name is Abdul. I'm calling from Yaposport.
Oh yes, Abdul. Let's talk.
Senator.
Yes.
Sam is rich. You are hearing the head number and the headline that Concourses say why the president to be in the northern area, right?
Yes.
Senator, Sam Doris, you are hearing all of the leader of the northern area. The candidate from the northern leader, but that from the northern area. Today, you two will be the witness. That's when there were people in the Zamfara, killing people in the Zamfara, who did not hear anybody. Even the governor of the Zamfara said, no one went to the village, went to the town where they killed these people. Look at how this people's situation be. Nobody said, what is the witness? We are looking there, we are watching there, the time the election is coming. We are not agree with anyone. In the northern area to be a president in this country, who are not backing anybody because they don't even know who are on ballot.
Okay,
we don't even show their love to us.
Thanks for your call. Okay, interesting point of view you do share. Now, let me share with you a few things as we go into the lead. The lead is where I play for you what some of the newsmakers, some of the things they've said in recent times that, you know, is breaking off the edge of the news and really literally breaking the news. So let's break down the news right now.
Nothing breaks the news like the news. Trust me, I can prove it. I'm ready. Let's take on the biggest debates on radio, provide insights, experience, and build an unforgettable discussion together. I am Femi D. Amelie.
All right, so let's go into the part about J&J. They did donate 1 million vaccines to Nigeria. That's from Greece now. Nigeria has accepted 1 million vaccines from Greece. It will be administered to people in different ways. And, of course, many of you know already that the government is being strategic in, well, compelling citizens to take on this vaccine. Listen to what the Minister of Foreign Affairs had to say during that signing an agreement with Greece when they received the vaccine from Greece. Take a listen to this.
This is Morning Crossfire.
To diversify our economy, to industrialize our country, we look to partners, new partners, to help us in this path. And your visit could not be more opportune because Greece is a country, of course, with thousands of years of history and civilization. In fact, probably the basis of global world civilization. And But today also, a very powerful, influential, and prosperous country. And as we seek to diversify our economy, to attract more investment, make our country more investor-friendly, we see Greece as a country that can provide a win-win trade relationship and cultural relationship between our two countries. We're going to sign an MOU that will also help to provide a framework for us to build and strengthen the relationship between our two countries, and we believe strongly that that there are many areas in which we can prioritize and achieve.
Morning Crossfire.
All right, well, Minister of Foreign Affairs concluded his thoughts around this issue of Greece and, well, the agreement with Greece and how much of that is going, can be done. But by the way, in the hours of Monday, well, some few witnesses, recovered, witnessed a situation where some hoodlums in the southeast tried to enforce a seat-at-home order in Enugu State precisely. There was, a vehicle that was moving around the Sienna that was set on fire. There was videos done around it. Apparently some hoodlums, and yesterday, by the way, there were security footages as well that I did see that showed some activities of IPOP still trying to gain ground in the southeast, and I'm sure the Nigerian military is on top of that situation, getting the best of that in their own right as well. Now, Governor Matawalle has been talking about the reason why there's so much going on in Zamfara State. He talks about fleeing bandits, moving away from that part of the country into other parts of the country. Let's take a listen to what he said with regards to bandits, fleeing bandits, and the reason why we have so many people, who have lost their lives in the last few days.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Coupled with the intensifications of assaults by the security forces against the various bandit enclaves in the state in the past 2 weeks, have put the bandits and their collaborators in a tight corner. They have been deprived of fuel, food supply, and other means of sustenance, which give them the impetus to hang on their criminal activities. As a result of the measures, many of the bandits can fare moving from location to location in search of new fortresses in the course of their movement. They unleash terror on any community they pass by. For example, the recent incidents in the village of Mohai, located between Magazu and Ankara, occurred following a distress call received by the security forces that a group of bandits traveling in a motorcade of about 50 motorcycles were sighted. The security forces responded immediately and engaged the bandits, successfully neutralizing most of them. You may recall that I was at the center of operation to cheer up our troops and transport the 4 wounded soldiers to the hospital here in Kusoko. The gruesome carnage at Kupadanya of Bukum local government area, where 36 innocent people were killed, and in Ankara local government, where 7 villages were attacked, 4 of the villages were bombed, and 22 people lost their lives, was a result of such movements by the bandit. Intelligence has confirmed that a notorious bandit operating in the Shinkafe axis was dislodged from his Shinkafe enclave by a series of bombardment by Air Force. Nevertheless, the infamous bandit and his gang decided to relocate to the area around Ankara and Bukum, causing unprecedented mayhem and bloodbaths in that process.
This is Morning Crossfire.
So there you go, Governor Matawalle, stating it clearly. I mean, from the incident over the weekend, it was really bad in Zamfara State. So that's the reason, or the reasoning behind the incident as he provided it in that sequence. Ordering for it, because I know many of you are urging for it. You want to listen to what Asiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu said about his intention to run for office, and now he has informed the president. I promise you I'll play that for you when we get into the current affairs segment of the the show, but almost passively endorsing the concept around Bola Tinubu running was the Vice President Yemi Osinbajo. He had comments to make about Asiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu in a recent event. I'd like you to listen to what the Vice President said about the man who has now confirmed is interested in running for office. This is what Vice President Yemi Osinbajo did say about Tinubu being a transformative leader. Take a listen.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Thinking that we can avoid insider into thinking that we can avoid merit and expect to achieve great things. We simply cannot avoid merit. I think Asiwaju demonstrated in the years when he was governor that political appointments, especially cabinet appointments, he simply looked for those that he considered the best possible material at the time, wherever they were from. So for the first time in the history of Lagos State, we had cabinet members from other parts of the country, beginning with other parts of the Southwest. Raul Aregbesola, of course, is from Osun State. I from Ogun State. Wale Edun from Ogun State. Afawori from Delta. He became the first commissioner for lands. Lai Mohammed from Kwara State. Dele Alake from Ekiti State. And so many of us. For the first time, we appointed judges from other, in fact, I've forgotten Ben Akabuizi. Ben Akabuizi, of course, from Anambra State, was commissioner for economic planning and budget after Yemi Kaduso. And for several years after that, he served as commissioner for budget and national planning. But also judges, the appointment of judges from everywhere else in the country. Justice Oyinbo and Justice Stephen Nwaka were both appointed to be judges of Lagos State. There is no other state in the country except some states in the north where we've seen the appointment of individuals from other states. And Asiwaju pioneered that. Just picking the best people, no matter where they're from, is a very important part of our story as a country. So every once in a while, I think that history gives us one or two persons who are gifted, transformative leaders. And I believe that our country has been gifted by this great transformative leader, Asiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu. I believe very strongly that this man's political trajectory has only just begun. He's a man who has tremendous giftings, and is a man who I believe God has a great plan ahead for.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Don't you just love the show? I'm sure you do. Okay, because that sets the tone for what Bola Ahmed Tinubu himself talked about eventually when he met with the president to talk about his own agenda. But that was the vice president, Professor Yemi Osinbajo, who some people say, oh, may be a candidate for consideration if he chooses to run, even though there are quite a number of people as well who have stepped out to say, well, he should run. And yes, they've endorsed the idea around him, Yemi Osinbajo running. But will that be? Who knows what will be? But that also tells you what the position of Vice President Yemi Osinbajo, not with regards to his political ambition of Bola Ahmed Tinubu, but carefully stating and showcasing what Bola Ahmed Tinubu may have achieved, or has achieved according to him, in time of his political run as the Lagos State Governor, which lasted 8 years, and of course some other political roles within the country. Isn't it interesting? Now, let me play an excerpt, just a portion of what Bola Ahmed Tinubu said, because I'll be playing the 10-minute long part where journalists asked him questions and he responded. I'll be playing that in the 8 o'clock hour. But for now, take a listen to a portion of what Bola Ahmed Tinubu said about himself and his credibility and why he should run and why, essentially his position as such to be able to lead. So take a listen to some of his thoughts on that. Here we go.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Answer that categorical yes.
I've informed the press. Answer that week. I can answer that week. Categorical yes. I've informed the president of my intention. But I've not informed the Nigerians yet. I'm still consulting. And I have no problem consulting, and I've not set a parameter of limitation to the extent of how many people will I consult. You will soon hear all you want to hear is the categorical declaration. You've gotten that truth from me that I've informed Mr. President of my ambition.
This is Morning Crossfire.
So you see, all you have to do is wait around, because I'm going to get to listen to your thoughts as I play what Tinubu said about his own ambition. Ask those questions about being a kingmaker. What does it mean to be a kingmaker? If he is a kingmaker, how do you identify a kingmaker? It brings on so many factors, and also at some point eludes some question. He goes around it, and he's quite a clever man, so he goes around some questions as well. You should listen to that 10-minute interview. It's really revealing in every sense of it. Let me read some messages, because I've got about 2 minutes before we go on the break, okay? And then let me read some messages. So after the break and the news, we'll continue from just about that point when we get to the current affairs show, where the topic for the current affairs segment of the show, wait for it, I'm about to read it out for you. The topic for the current affairs segment of the show, which comes up in the next hour, is so exciting to follow through on. Here we go. I did have it as, let's talk, making kingmakers king in Nigerian politics. What does it take to make kingmakers king in Nigerian politics? Making kingmakers king in Nigerian politics. Let me hear from you. We'll get into the 8 o'clock hour. Good morning, FMG. Kingmaker want to be king. Is it that the kings he has been making has been disappointing him? Who will now make him the king? St. Jude from Gogolada is asking that question. Engineer Johnny P in Abuja says, good morning, FMG. The best time for opposition to take over power from APC is for them to feed Tinubu. He said he's a kingmaker. Let him come. Is Nigeria that we decide? Money will not give him the president of the nation. Nigeria is bigger than Tinubu. He is boasting. That's according to Engineer John P. Writing that in as well. Good morning, FMD. The kingmaker Tinubu should bring his money. Let us chop. I don't think he has taken so much, not strong enough, you meant to write, to rule Nigeria. 2023 is not 2015, Fashi and Olujimi reconcile, a welcome development. APC governor split over the date of convention, good for them. APC have done a lot to of havoc to Nigerians. Mr. Godwin from Area 11 did write that in. And then kingmakers want to become king. I pray the system remains intact for them to govern us by 2023. Romanian from Guang. Stay with me. I'll be back after now.
This is Nigeria Info.